Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, this week's been, the last couple days have been a little quiet around here. So if you're one of those really shy people who would just end up in a puddle if you got put on hold, this may be today and the next couple days, just because a lot of people are out of town. If you are commuting into work, you may have noticed there's less traffic. Did you notice there's less traffic, Trav?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, but pretty smooth commute.
Everybody's off this week.
Yep.
So not a bad time to call, 855-993-7569. What is a Chicken Boy Day?
Chicken Boy is a statue representing a fast food restaurant of the same name in Los Angeles.
Chicken Boy?
Chicken
Boy. Does it look like a boy chicken?
It's a boy with a chicken head. Or young adult.
That's really upsetting.
Well, not like, it's not real. It's a statue.
That may be even more upsetting.
Well,
why not a squirrel boy? Why not a cowboy? Sorry. Couldn't help myself. Okay. All right. And today's one that I don't know that a whole lot of people are going to get behind. It's National Building and Code Staff Appreciation Day. Have you ever had to deal with building code staff?
No.
No.
I possess no land nor buildings.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's all you have to do is like need to change a bathroom or something, or you know, change the towels in your kitchen. Okay, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but they're right. There should be an appreciation day because I don't think anybody appreciates them on a day-to-day basis because they're basically always telling people that they can't do what they want to do or that they have to take down what they've already done. There was a place when I was living at home in Massachusetts. There's some people who, and I wasn't there when it happened, so I don't know the personalities of the people involved. So I don't know if it was arrogance on their part or just naivete or stupidity or some horrible combination. But they built a brand new house, and it turned out it was 2 inches over their property line. It could have been 3 miles over the property line. Once you're over the property line, you are over the property line. And so I think the person who was living next door to it, and this may have been the issue, it was a blue-collar town. It had been basically a summer resort town for a very long time, and I was kind of the new wave of people who are moving in and living there year-round because they're big, wonderful houses for not very much money because they weren't really meant to be lived in year-round, which, of course, I didn't understand. And so you could tell the direction the wind was blowing by walking around my house inside. I mean, it was a fun thing to do, never mind. And the fact that there are kind of people like me who are not very savvy. This is not where I ran afoul of the building code. So it turns out that there were two families, I think, who lived next door to each other, and they'd been there forever, and they'd only summered together. And so somebody decided to put up, to raise the old house, which is falling into disrepair, and put up a new one. And as I said, it was 3 inches over the line. And so then I think the people who were living in the house next door originally died or sold or something. And so the new owner comes in and realizes that it's 3 inches over the line. Because when you buy a new property, the bank comes in and they survey the land and stuff like that. And one of the things I've learned the hard way is even if you have enough money to buy something outright, don't get the banks involved. Because the banks will do due diligence because basically they own the place until you pay off your mortgage, right? So they're really careful in a way that most people are not. And I've found this out the hard way a couple of times of paying lawyers and accountants and real estate agents a fair amount of money and having them misdo something, which you don't find out until it's much too late. And that's exactly what happened here. So, and I wasn't there when the whole thing came down, but apparently instead of the person who was living on the property that was 3 inches into somebody else's turf, instead of negotiating, saying, look, let me buy an easement from you, which they could have. And I don't know, again, I don't know if somebody was being stubborn or they just didn't like each other or somebody had a cat that scratched their dog. I don't know the background story. And all I know was for years there was this brand new house that, and I think the new owner got so angry that they painted it like bright pink or something. So it was an eyesore as well as brand new. And you couldn't live in it because you couldn't get a certificate of occupancy because it was not legal. And that they were supposed to tear it down, and they wouldn't tear it down, so they kept getting injunctions. I don't actually know what happened to that. The last I know, it was still a standoff and had been for years. But when I knew it, it was a standoff. So, and as far as I know, they're still standing off, although the property's gotten more valuable, so maybe somebody came to some kind of reasonable solution. But it's things like that that just make you want to tear out your hair. So I agree that we should probably have an appreciation day for people in the building code world, because theirs is a thankless job, even though in theory they're there to keep everything kosher and legal and safe. Chicken boys, not so much knowing about that. It's National No Rhyme Nor Reason Day, which I can certainly get behind for no particular reason, right? No rhyme or reason. All right, do we know who Emma Nutt is?
I do
know who
now.
Emma Nutt is? You did. You looked, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I looked.
All right, explain to people who she was and why it's National Emma Nutt Day.
Yes, she was the first female phone operator. Telephone operator, that's right.
1878.
Yep, she started working for the Boston Telephone Dispatch Company.
Spelled with an E, absolutely.
Right.
So there you go. And so she was born in 1860, and she started working for them in 1878, so she was only 18 years old. One ring-a-dingy, two ring-a-dingy. They hired boys to start with. The first one was George Willard Croy. And it turns out that she was actually married to a telephone operator as well. Their attitude and lack of patience and behavior, pranks and cursing, was unacceptable for live phone contact.
That, I must say, is hilarious. I love that.
I think that's great. I mean, you could see these guys calling up and saying, do you have Prince William in the can? You have to let him out. He'll suffocate. We did that. Right? So they were not patient. They cursed. So they hired women they started having operators in January of 1878. By September of 1878, they started hiring females. So it only took them 9 months to decide, I don't think this is very workable. She was there either 33 or 37 years, depending on whom you believe. Her sister, Stella Nutt, how rude, became the world's second female telephone operator. They made the first two sister telephone operators in history. But Stella only stuck around for a couple of years. The customer response to her soothing, cultured voice and patience was overwhelmingly positive, so boys were soon replaced by women, including Bessie Snow Balance, Emma Landon, Carrie Bolt, and Minnie Schumann, the first female operators in Michigan. Emma was hired by Alexander Graham Bell, who is credited with inventing the first practical telephone. She changed jobs from a local telegraph office. She was paid $10 a month for a 54-hour week. You need to get... I'll bet the guys got paid more than that. She could remember every number in the telephone directory of the New England Telephone Company. To be an operator, it says she had to be unmarried. So maybe she married her husband after she started there, because she was married to a telephone operator. Maybe he worked for a different company or something. And they had to be between the ages of 17 and 26. They had to look prim and proper, have long arms so they could reach the top of the tall telephone switchboard.
Okay, but how come they had to look prim and proper since nobody was seeing them because they were on the telephone?
Picky. I work on the radio and people have dress codes for me. They discriminated against people from certain ethnic groups and races. African American and Jewish women were not allowed to become operators. Jeez. They stood up. They never sat. There you go. And at one point, there were boys and girls together, but she was the... So, let's go, Emma. I'm going to try and be soothing. One ringy-dingy, two ringy-dingies, may I help you? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, well, today is a pretty interesting day in history for National Emma Nutt Day. I think she should have her children called pistachio, right? Pecan, Hava. Well, that's my favorite story, right? And this is a true story, that that one of the early governors of Texas' name was Hogg, H-O-G-G, and he had two daughters who were very wealthy by the time they were marriageable, and apparently they'd been hit upside the head with an ugly stick. So he called one of his daughters Ima and the other Ura. right? I'm a hog, you're a hog. I am a, and you are a. And the reason I knew about them, other than going to school in Texas, is that they were very philanthropic. They had a lot of money, and I think one of them never married. And he felt that that was kind of protective, that only a man who really loved them would go out with somebody's name as you're a hog or I'm a hog, and therefore it would be protective. I thought it was kind of mean, actually. But hi, I'd like to introduce you to my child, Pistachio Nut. We call him Pecan for short. I don't know. I don't know. It's spelled with two T's. All right. In 1532, Lady Anne Boleyn was made Marquess of Pembroke by her then fiancé, King Henry VIII of England.
How did that marriage end up? I think they probably ended up pretty
not
happy,
well.
Don't you think?
Yeah, Anne Boleyn. That's Anne of a Thousand Days. She was beheaded.
Ooh.
Oh yeah. Henry couldn't have wanted a male heir, and they didn't know enough about. Just see if biology had been and genetics had been more advanced, all those women would have kept their head, and Henry would have gone in, for artificial insemination, because we know that only the male can carry the Y chromosome. And you can't have a boy without a Y. Women carry double X's. So all those women that he beheaded for not having a male heir, it was his fault, not theirs. But Anne only made it through 1,000 days, 3 years.
Wow, pretty dark story that.
Yeah, he was not a nice guy. He had gout. Anne was played by Genevieve Bugeaud in Anne of 1,000 Days. Great movie, sad. The theater version, she's viewed as a schemer and kind of a brat, kind of a valley girl. But I guess it depends on whose version of history you're looking at. In 1804, Juno, which is one of the largest asteroids in the main belt, is discovered by the German astronomer Carl Ludwig Harding. They should have called it Harding, Juno. Sort of makes, good for him, kind of a cool name, right? Evocative, Juno. 1878, our friend Emma became the world's first female telephone operator when she's recruited by Alexander Graham Bell to the Boston telephone. See, they misspelled dispatch. Dispatch was actually spelled D-E-S-P-A-T-C-H. Maybe we should call them on that. What do you think? According to Wikipedia. So somebody made a mistake here. The English teacher in me caught it. Yeah, it was not called dispatch with an I. It was called dispatch with an E. So there. A lot of information about Boston today. 1897, the Tremont Street Subway in Boston opens, becoming the first underground rapid transit system in North America. Hence, Tom Dooley. Will he ever return? He's ride forever beneath the streets of Boston, because you pay when you get out. In New York, they're a little smarter. You pay when you get in. In Boston, you pay when you get out. Because
really?
Because in New York, everything costs the same. In Boston, it depends how far you go. So you pay when you leave. You do that in D.C. as well. Or maybe you buy the ticket. No, I think you can buy the ticket ahead of time, but you pay when you get out. It's like a turnpike. But and it's spelled Tremont. It's pronounced Tremont. And the reason I know that is when I graduated from college and got married and moved to Boston, I had a job interview on what I thought was Tremont Street. And I said, where's Tremont Street? They said, there is no such a place. And finally, someone was kind enough to say, Tremont. You'd think someone would figure out.
Oh, yeah, that's such a huge difference. That somebody,
I know.
Oh, there is no such place.
It gets worse. I said, where's Tremont Street? When I was finally corrected, when someone was kind enough to correct me, as opposed to say, no, there is no such place. They said, you're on it. And I said, it's not labeled. They said, everyone knows where it is.
Oh, jeez.
True stories. Okay, so 1897, rapid transit, underground. Okay, and then they expanded recently, the Big Dig, to go out to Logan Airport. In 1902, A Trip to the Moon, considered one of the first science fiction films, is released in France. So think about that, science fiction in France, 1902. In 1914, the last passenger pigeon, a female named Martha, died in captivity in the Cincinnati Zoo. I mean, passenger pigeons were a big deal, right? Carrying messages. And think about it. On the same day that we get the first female telephone operator, the last female pigeon who was carrying messages died. Now, wait a minute. Is a passenger pigeon and a messenger pigeon the same?
No, they are different things. Passenger pigeon is simply a manner of
pigeon. Oh, it's just a kind of pigeon.
Kind of pigeon.
Passager, for passing by.
Yep.
Was once the most abundant bird in North America and possibly the world. It accounted for more than a quarter of all the birds in North America.
Yep.
So I'm thinking, I was thinking carrier and saying passenger, which are similar but not the same at all.
Right.
So did you know that? I mean, we wiped out one of the most they said between 3 and 5 billion passenger pigeons were in the United States when Europeans arrived in North America.
Yep.
Wow, that's kind of embarrassing.
Not good.
Except it means that we've been really careless about the planet for 100 years. Right? An extinct, something that was the most populous in the world in terms of pigeons, birds, and we wiped them out. That's alarming.
Yeah, not
good. And we did it 100 years ago.
Not very good.
Mm-mm. In 1920, the Fountain of Time opens as a tribute to the 100 years of peace between the United States and Great Britain following the Treaty of Ghent. War of 1812, I guess. The Fountain of Time. There we go. That's true. It's hard to remember that unless you go to, like, Nova Scotia, and they talk about the terrorists. And guess who the terrorists are? Us. So it all depends on your point of view. That was kind of an alarming thing.
It's hilarious.
In 1952, The Old Man and the Sea, the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Ernest Hemingway, is first published. In 1972, in Reykjavik, American Bobby Fischer beats Russian Boris Spassky to become the world chess champion. There's a new movie out called Pawn System, I think, about Bobby Fischer that alleges that he was probably schizophrenic. Have you ever been to Reykjavik?
I flew in, you know, one of those layovers.
Yeah, People's Airline, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it looks like a moonscape. It's very,
yeah, super
it's all
cool.
That volcanic. Yeah, it's very. My daughter's there right now. She and her fiancé are in Reykjavik. I remember the duck pond and the air being so crisp and cool. There's no, I think there is, at least when I was there, there was, I don't think any industry. I mean, it's a beautiful place. Weird, but beautiful. Because it's volcanic. It really does look like the surface of the moon. In 1974, the SR-71 Blackbird sets and holds the record for flying from New York to London in the time of 1 hour, 54 minutes, and 56.4 seconds at a speed of 1,435,587 miles per hour. I am so on board with that. Your ears probably never pop, but there you go. Saturn got visited in 1979, and the American French Expedition locates the wreckage of the Titanic in 1985. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Advice, Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Tanya, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
I have a friend that is very attached to the hip with her child. She kind of brings him everywhere.
How old is the child?
2.
Oops.
And every time we try to go out or...
Do you have children?
No.
Okay.
But I love children. It's not that. That is not the problem. My problem is that I'm having a party in a couple of months, and I need to figure out a good way to say it makes everyone uncomfortable.
Right.
I mean,
is she a single parent or not?
Yes.
I think there are two ways of dealing with it, Tanya. I think one is to say, listen, I'm having a party in a couple of weeks, and I really want you to be able to come and enjoy yourself. So, I'll pay for your babysitter. And I mean, that's, I think that's both a problem and a solution. Mm-hmm. Or you can say, you know, there's some other people are coming and we're going to get a babysitter for all of them. But I think just the simplest and easiest thing to do is just say, listen, I'm having a party, some great people I want you to meet, and I'll pay for your babysitter. I think you need a night out.
Well, she's not very receptive to that. I mean,
she's tried every kind of way. But have you ever said, I'll pay for your babysitter?
I've actually offered to be the babysitter.
No, that's different. That's different.
I haven't offered yet. That's a good idea.
Listen, yeah, because it's what you're saying is, don't bring the kid, mm-hmm. and there's no excuse not to bring the kid, because I will pay for the babysitter.
Okay.
And if she should say, well, I don't know a babysitter, say, I'll tell you what, I'll find you one.
Okay.
Because I think, and if she says, well, you know, say, look, it's good for the, I listen to this woman on the air, you can make me the bad guy or the good guy.
Okay.
I listen to this woman on the air all the time who says that the kids need to be left alone or they never learn to trust. Second of all, that you need some time out, you know,
yes.
and there are going to be some cute guys here, and I want you to be
yes.
able to, you know, use the dangling the male bait in front. But that's what I would do, is I would say, you know, I'll pay for the babysitter. Michelle, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
What's on your... Whoops. Hi, Michelle. Yeah, well, that's okay. Those phones do that. Okay, what's on your mind?
My problem is that whenever my boyfriend and I have an argument, he says, he ends up saying the meanest, ugliest things to me. And I am kind of fed up with this last argument. I haven't talked to him in a couple of days, but he's been calling me, and I've kind of been ignoring his calls. And I'm thinking about just ending the relationship.
Okay. What's the question to me?
The question is, I guess I'm trying to get some clarity on why a person does that.
Well, because he's angry. He's out of control. How old are you, Michelle?
I'm 43.
And how old is he?
He's 65.
How long have you been dating each other?
About 4 years.
Wow. Is this a recent phenomenon, or has it been all along?
All along. You know, and I always, you know, he's very nice otherwise. You know, we do a lot. We go out, and he buys things and stuff like that. So we have a good time. But whenever we argue, he just gets so ugly. And one thing that he said last time was, because I'm divorced, the one thing that he said last time that really hurt me was, I can see why your husband left you.
Whoa!
Are you raising your kids by yourself? And that kind of stuff is really
yeah,
not necessary.
I think what I... Look, you have two choices here. You can certainly dump him, as far as I'm concerned. But before I say that, let me just give you kind of an over here. It sounds like he's always done this. You're just getting less tolerant of it. So whatever it is that he was bringing to the party is valued less. Because it sounds to me, if I had to guess, that his behavior hasn't changed very much, that your tolerance for his behavior has changed, which just doesn't mean that you can't tell him to take a hike. But it means that he's probably been doing this all along, and if you'd pulled the plug on it earlier, it probably would have made more sense. Which isn't to chastise you; it's just to say he's gotten away with it for a long time. I think you have two options at this moment. One is to say to him, "Here's the deal: the next time you say something that abusive in an argument, it's the last time." So, or you can dump him. I mean, but if you want to, you can give him one more chance that says, you're going to have to control your mouth, because I'm not willing to be in a situation where I'm always feeling defensive. That, you know, and those words once spoken can't be recalled, and they influence, they hurt my feelings, they make me feel that you don't value me, that you don't really like me very much. So you can tell him to take a hike if you want, or you can tell him that this is his last chance, or what you can do is explain to him why it's a problem and then let him sort it out. Let him say, I promise I won't do it again. And then you can say, okay, you get one more shot, but it's the last shot. The next time is the last time.
Yeah.
Okay. But I agree with you. I think it's you know, that all of us get angry, but part of what we teach our children is that you control your anger. It's okay to be angry,
right.
But what you say is, look, I'm really angry with you, that we don't attack somebody. We explain why we're angry or why our feelings are hurt, but we don't attack somebody. Okay?
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. Annie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. My husband is in the middle of a month-long feud with his parents, and it's a pretty typical pattern of behavior, except that this feud is lasting longer than usual. Usually, it lasts around a month, and this is about 3.5 months. And my difficulty is that I feel very much in the middle of this. We have two young children, and I'm very close to his parents, and I'm not able to speak with them because he perceives that as disloyalty.
Yeah, it's a loyalty test, yeah.
So this has been going on for months, and my kids are asking me, why don't we see Nana and Papa anymore?
And how old are your kids?
They're 3 and 5.
Why don't you ask your dad?
Yeah, I mean, I can do that, but what do I do for myself?
Well, but I mean, I think that, what's the feud about?
The feud is about something so stupid, and it's always about really stupid things.
Yeah.
It's not even about what it's about. It's about, like, old baggage that has nothing to do with anything.
But what ostensibly is it about?
Ostensibly, it's about the fact that they reneged on a promise to babysit our children. And, I mean, I don't really care. I can get over that, but he just... I don't know.
How many brothers and sisters does he have?
Two brothers.
And which number is he?
He's the middle child.
Yeah. Why is this not surprising at all? Well, there are two ways of looking at this. One is to say to your husband, look, you guys have had this pattern for a lot longer than I've known you, but it's really creating chaos. When I say send the kids to him, I'm serious, because why should you have to defend him? And as you know, kids have power that adults don't, of going and saying, Daddy, I want to talk to Grandma. He may sort of back off on that. How do these things get resolved?
Yeah. Usually everything just gets swept under the rug. And
No, but how do they get resolved? I mean, how does the boycott stop?
It stops by, nobody, I don't know even. No one says anything.
Honey,
no,
that's a very useful piece of information, because this one's gone on for 3 months.
I think at some point maybe one of them will just pick up the phone.
Yeah, but who is it? My guess is it's always the same person. You need to look for that.
It's probably his father.
Okay, then what you need to do is say, because first of all, that means his father is unusually angry at this moment, because he's the one who usually ends it.
Yeah,
that means this isn't really an issue between his parents. It means it's an issue between his mother and your husband.
Yeah.
Your mother-in-law. All right. So right. One of the deals is to say, to set up, see if you can set up kind of a, you know, we're going to go see Grandma every other week, and it's independent of the feud, and he can come and go as if he wants to. But this is typical middle child nonsense, which is, okay, I'm going to be the saboteur, you know, that I can't get attention for being really good. I can't be the cute little baby, so I'm going to disrupt. But I think there are two ways of approaching it. One is to set up a pattern so that you're doing it all the time, independent of when his Sturm und Drang with his mom. The other is to send the kids to him, because you're right. If you go to him and say, this is ridiculous, he's going to be all over you like white on rice. I can't believe you say that. You're on her side. I expect you to be more loyal than that. But see if you can either try the pattern of the kids going in, because the two of them have been carrying on this. She's probably a middle child as well. You know, they're going to carry this on endlessly, and you either have to decide it's not going to bother you, set up a pattern that's independent of it, or get the kids to negotiate with him. And of those options, the obviously easiest one in theory to implement, or the one that's not easiest, simple and easy are not the same. The simplest, perhaps not the easiest, is for you to just change your attitude about it, to not take it quite so personally. Because trying to change someone else's behavior is a lot trickier than changing your own. And changing our own behavior isn't all that easy to begin with. But trying to change somebody else, especially when you've got kids and you've got adolescent kids and you've got divorced parents and you've got in-laws, and you're much better off setting a pattern, deciding that you're not going to take it personally, and maybe looking elsewhere for some of the kind of gratification that all of us want. You know, all of us want to feel like we're important to somebody, and we get kind of jealous of people who have really good relationships with their grandkids, and you know, decide that you can disconnect from those feelings a bit. And once you decide that, among other things, once you're disconnecting and so nobody's getting the reinforcement of how come the kids never come, you may find that it's a whole different world, not only for you, but they're, hey, I thought you loved us, and they may have to do something. And the intent is not to manipulate them. The intent is to sort of free yourself a little bit. 855-993-7569. Drones coming up. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, on the philosophical question I have for you folks today, including you, Trevor, is can you be both a drone phobe and a drone phil? Can you both?
Dronophile, yeah, perhaps.
Yeah.
Dronophobe,
yeah.
Dronophile.
Well, I didn't know whether we put the, you know, we began sounding the E or not.
Right.
Dronophilia.
Right.
Doesn't sound nice, does it? Dronophilia. Dronophobia. Dronephobia.
Mm-hmm.
Drophobia. No, it has to have an end, I suppose. At any rate, because there's a story today, which I will share with you in a minute, and I said, am I the only person who's worried about drones? You know, there have already been problems. There are going to be more problems. And Trevor said, yeah, but I want one. I said, me too. They're terrible. They're, you know, invasion of privacy. They're delivery systems for God knows what. And I want one. All right, so I'm here's the story. It turns out that Amazon and Google want to deliver packages. We carried that story about a month ago, all right? It turns out 1,300 businesses and individuals have received permission from the FAA to use drones for commercial purposes, from selling real estate to inspecting utility lines. But their operators are worried that recreational drone users, that would be us, Trev, oh, have been flying their vehicles near aircraft may spoil the party. Well, I don't have one. Do you have one yet?
No, they are kind of, well, I mean, they're not outrageously expensive, but they're a bit of money.
Well, no, you can buy them for like $100, but apparently those are crappy.
Yeah, the ones you can get anywhere and see anything with.
Yeah, those are like $1,000, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and up. But, I mean, so, and you know, I'm going, wow, $100, wow. And people, no, I don't do that.
Yeah, at that point, they're a little better than a remote control helicopter, you know.
Yeah, well, they're not. That's exactly what they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, which I, you know, I'm in love with anyway. But they're probably slightly better than the little balsam, you know, little planes used to put together with
right.
with glue and stick the glue in. All right. So, it says that you're supposed to not call them drones. If you go into a store, they're not supposed to call them drones because that's owned the military. These are unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs. He held a controller, which looks not unlike a video game controller with two joysticks, one to control the device's altitude, one for direction. He toggles the switch, and the drone begins to beep. You'll see underneath, just like a plane, there are red lights and green lights. They're all designated to mean something. He is the founder of Skyscape Services. His company uses the drone to photograph real estate for prospective buyers and golf courses to lure new members. I mean, think about it. You could send your drone
That's
to
cool.
the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right? Or to the Red Sox game. Or the Yankees game. Or to a soccer, you know, to the U.S. Open. The drone is equipped with a small video camera and can send images down to his laptop or iPod. I mean, how cool is the iPad? Sorry. The commercial UAV industry is taking off. The executive director of Mid-Atlantic Aviation Partnership, which the FAA has designated as a test site for drones. Things like search and rescue, roof inspection, things where people are actually getting hurt today. Even things like news gathering for traffic. Mooney called them dull, dirty, dangerous jobs, but they're just the initial step in making drone use the next pioneering technology in aviation. The alarming rise in the number of close calls between recreational flown drones and other aircraft. There have been more than 700 sightings of drones by aircraft pilots so far, involving everything from commercial jets to aerial firefighters. Remember, we did the story about, 2 months ago about the aerial firefighters being very unhappy. And the fires are still going. There's a University of Maryland drone test site. If one person has a major mishap or just the sheer number of incidents continues to grow, it's going to give the entire industry a bad name. So they're trying to increase public outreach and education so folks know what the rules are and they operate responsibly. Would we do that? Would we be responsible, Trev? Maybe.
Vaguely.
It's not clear that we would be.
No.
Because we would just think of ourselves as kind of like weekend flyers. We would just think, oh, this is kind of fun.
Yeah. Would we use
I think
our
we're the problem.
Good or
I think
evil.
We're yeah, probably exactly. the problem. You know, if you look at us, you should see probably a skull and crossbone superimposed on our cute little faces. Because we're well-meaning. We're just, would you take a course in drone rules of the road?
No.
Me neither.
I've just launched a thing.
Yeah, I mean, I've actually driven boats. Like, I didn't know that there was a left and a right side that you're supposed to, boats are supposed to stay on and stuff like that. I know, port and starboard, never mind. The whole idea of drones coming into conflict with other aircraft is something I'm extremely concerned about, FAA Administrator Michael Herta told NPR. They're buying them at hobby shops, that would be us. They're buying them at camera stores. So the whole concept of what the rules are of the air is a very new thing to them. It never even would have occurred to me. It's an education and enforcement. FAA is beta testing an app called Before You Fly. It's B, then the letter B, the number 4, then you fly, that will enable recreational drone users to find out if they're operating within a restricted area, within 5 miles of an airport. Well, that's interesting. Did you know that? You're not supposed to operate within 5 miles of an airport.
It really makes sense. I mean, when you think about it, geez.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, the thing is, my first thought is a drone isn't very big, but neither is a Starling. Remember in the planes that have crashed because a Starling flew into it?
Yeah, well, exactly.
Recreation drones are also supposed to stay below 400 feet. I didn't know that either. And away from stadiums. See, that was my idea. Send them so you don't have to buy a ticket. Violators can be fined up to tens of thousands of dollars. Only if they can identify that my drone. Mine would say Trevor on it with his phone number.
What the heck?
Well, you know. They said the guy who was talking about has to hire a pilot to fly its drone. You can't just be the Trevor and Joy show. It's not helping the people who want to do this for a business or a hobby, even that just want to fly safely. After a drone landed on the White House lawn some months ago, DJI, which is the manufacturer, makes the sort of commercial drone, updated the operating system so it won't fly in restricted airspace. Now there are calls to equip all drones with similar technology. Well, I think that makes some sense. I don't think we should count on people like you and me being sensible. I think they should have equipment that says, you know, that disables the plane if it gets anywhere near a restricted zone. And presumably the technology is there. Yeah, like a Denver boot. You know, if you go within or without a certain... Not a Denver boot. Denver boot is so you can't move your car once they put it on. But like the Martha Stewart gizmo, the ankle bracelet, right, that means you can't leave your house. It'll beep.
Oh, yeah.
That, obviously the technology exists.
Or, yeah, at least some kind of indicator, like you are X number of feet from
you are about to be in striped pants the rest of your life if you don't get out of here. So I would do that.
You are in some deep kimchi.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Yeah, or Chipotle. Yeah, exactly. I'm learning how to pronounce things. I have to do it over and over so I don't do them wrong again. All right, so I'd be in favor of that. Should we put up what rules do you think there should be for drones? What drone rules should there be?
Yeah, we could do that.
Be a drone czar. Tell us what the rules should be.
Yeah.
And why? Because clearly, I mean, I don't know how many people that Trev and I are representative of. I know, bad sentence. But, I mean, on the one hand, they scare the living daylights. On the other hand, I want one. Who should get a drone sponsor? Maybe not with all the things I've said negatively. And in a parallel story, the Dutch railway system could run solely on wind power by 2018. You go, Dutch. Drones already do that. No, they don't. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.